Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this room that is currently under reconstruction. So, a little bit like IFRS. We've got quite a full agenda. For those who are listening in, that was Ken Wilde making his first interruption of the day in a record time of less than 10 seconds as I started speaking. So let me make some opening remarks, which is that this is the last opportunity that we all have to be rude to Ken, because he's coming to the end of his second term with us. I will say a few words at the end of the meeting, depending on your behavior today. They might be complimentary or not. But just for the benefit of those that weren't already aware, that there were four of the IFRIC members whose terms concluded. Ken, having served two, wasn't eligible for another term. I'm pleased to say that the other three have all shown enthusiasm to want to serve an additional term. And the trustees, of course, also considered that the contributions that you've been making are something that should be rewarded with another term. So congratulations to the others, and we will have the pleasure of, I can't say an old friend of the ISB, but someone that we've known for a long time from Deloitte in France. So Laurence Rivat will be taking Ken's place. Difficult shoes to fill, but I'm sure she'll be more than up to the task, so we'll see Laurence at the next meeting.
Chairman, I did notice you got the full stop in the wrong point, though, because you said Ken wasn't eligible to serve for another term. I'm pleased to say the others. I think you actually meant Ken wasn't eligible to serve, I'm pleased to say, the others.
Thank you for that clarification, Ken. Now, if we can just move through then the other matters, the minutes of the last meeting, anybody have any comments on those? So we'll take those as an approved record. And now this brings us back to the main agenda,